This segment of the show is going to make you mad. If you have anything like the reaction I had yesterday when I watched Robert Greenwald's new movie, it's called Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers. It's about who's getting killed and who is making a killing in Iraq right now. Robert, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
This really, really infuriated me as I was watching the DVD of your movie yesterday. I want you to describe a little bit to my audience what you've done here, and then I got a lot of things I want to talk to you about.
We've made a film called Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers, and it tells the story in very personal and human terms of truck drivers, of mothers, of soldiers, and the price it's taking literally on their lives, on the lives of family members, because of the corporations that are cutting corners and making profits on the Iraq war. And the way we do it is showing these patriotic Americans, the best of the best, and what is being done to them as Halliburton and Khaki and Titan and others cut corners. And the film is a tool for change. So if you go to iraqforsale.org, you get the movie and you use it. You just don't get upset. You go out, you organize. We've had over 4,000 screenings in churches and schools and military bases and bowling alleys and pizza parlors, and we are really creating a tremendous grassroots support all around the country to put pressure on our legislatures to make sure that this is stopped.
Because it's not just a matter of people getting hurt here, it's also a matter of the American taxpayer getting ripped off, isn't it?
Obscenely ripped off. One of the great truck drivers says in the movie, Shane says, it's a legal way to steal from the government. And that's what it's doing. Halliburton is taking your money, get this, and it's not going, some of it, to the hospitals, and it's not going to rebuilding, and it's not going to the troops, but it's putting their executives at five-star hotels. It's charging us $45 for a six-pack of Coca-Cola. It's charging us $100 so that an Army guy can have his underwear be sent out and done poorly. It's sending empty trucks up and back across Iraq because Halliburton gets paid not by anything that's delivered, but by the number of trips. This is corporate welfare. This is corporate monopoly at its absolute worst. And these are no-bid contracts, and these are contracts with profit built into them.
Yeah. You know, just the three examples you mentioned there are among the things that infuriated me. In fact, there's a soldier who you talk to, and the story is told first person. There's no narrator. It's the people who are involved in this who are telling their stories. And there's one soldier who's over there in Iraq, and he hears that Halliburton is getting $100 to do his laundry badly, as you say. It's coming back. It's gritty. It's grimy. It's not clean. And he says, you know what? I'm just going to wash this stuff in the sink. And he's told by his superiors, you cannot do your own laundry. You must put it in this bag and give it to, I think it's KBR, the Halliburton subsidiary, and they must do your laundry because for every bag that they do, they charge the United States government $100.
That's exactly right. And what it is, I mean, what do corporations do? Corporations cut corners. That's what they know how to do. Corporations maximize dollars. And what corporations do is they go out and they expand, right? We see it in our country where they go in one area and they keep expanding and taking over and taking over. Well, if you put corporations in a war situation, they are not there to win the war. They are not there to protect troops. They are not there to win the hearts and minds of Iraqis. They are there to maximize profit. And it's taking truly a toll on our democracy, on our soldiers, on the Iraqi people, and it hasn't been discussed. Now, I am encouraged. I'm excited. This film, again, as I say, hundreds of thousands of people have seen it. They're calling their congressmen. They're calling their senators. They're going to iraqforsale.org, our website, and they're saying, I want to get involved. There are 100 groups that you can work with. And Sunday, New York Times, front page, the new Congress, this is one of the first things they're going to be looking at, which I think is due to people all over the country raising hell about this.
Yeah, the problem here is that there has not been any oversight by Congress, and they have really, really dropped the ball on this. We're talking about private contractors not just involved in doing things that hurt the troops by not supporting them and doing the support work they're supposed to do, and not just costing the American taxpayer dollars, but it was private contractors who were the ones who were causing the problems at Abu Ghraib. They were the interrogators there. It was not so much members of the United States military who were causing these problems, except for those who, of course, are now serving jail time. And Robert, how many of the private contractor interrogators were even investigated and considered charged with a crime?
Well, this is the shocking thing. And I didn't believe this when I first discovered this because, I'm new to this whole subject. But there is no laws governing private contractors in Iraq. So literally, the soldiers are governed by the Military Code of Justice. And the contractors over there, more than half the interrogators at Abu Ghraib were doing it for profit, working for a corporation called Khaki, headed by a guy, J.P. London, whose stock last year in Khaki earned him over $20 million on their board of directors, all kinds of military and former government folks. Nothing illegal about this, unfortunately, right? Those interrogators for profit there's been literally not one of them brought before a court in the United States because the Iraqi laws don't cover them. And sadly, our current administration has not wanted to take steps to hold them accountable. Now, in this case, it gets even worse. And again, the good news is by getting the film and going out, you can do something. It doesn't just have to be that the sky is falling. But here it gets worse because think about it. I mean, the military was aghast at this. They didn't want interrogation being outsourced because what happens to that information when the interrogator goes home or when the contract is up? It's not in the possession of the military anymore. So suddenly you may or may not get some valuable information. The guy's contract is up. He goes home. He goes on to his next job. The government, the military, doesn't have that information. So we had high-level military people saying to us, this is a travesty, and the only reason it happened, as we're now seeing from all the books coming out, we went into this war of choice, underprepared, undermanned, and now they're spending millions and billions to buy their way out of the problem. But I think come the January and February, with support of people all around the country exercising their democratic right, putting pressure on the House and the Senate, we're going to see some investigations and we're going to bring this to a halt.
All right, let me play devil's advocate here for just a second. Talking with Robert Greenwald about his movie, Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers, and his website, iraqforsale.org. But let me play devil's advocate here for just a second. We don't have enough members of the military to go and do the job that they are supposed to be doing in terms of fighting this war. We've had to get 40% of the people who've gone over there from the National Guard, from states all over the United States of America. And so if we can get somebody who is willing to help us out, who will be the ones who cook the food in the kitchens, who will be the ones who help out in the motor pool repairing the vehicles, who will be the ones who will deliver the oil from one part of Iraq to another, so soldiers don't have to do that because we need them to fight the insurgents or whatever the reason is we need them to do their soldiering duty, well, then that's a good thing, and privatizing those parts of the war is a good idea. What's wrong with that argument?
There's nothing wrong with that argument under the condition that is very clear and careful oversight. It's checked upon, and that is not an opportunity to rape the American taxpayer by charging hundreds of millions of dollars and subcontracting those out. All too often what happens is we'll give a contract to, let's say, Halliburton for delivering food. Then they'll hire a second contractor who will hire a third contractor, and you wind up with a third-party national getting $2 a day doing the job where most of the money is being skimmed off or taken by corporate entities. That's why we need oversight. So the legitimate functions of outsourcing, which you can argue for and you can make a case for it, and it's a fair argument, but we can't have that argument because we don't know what it's costing us. And let me tell you, it's coming out of every single one of our pockets.
You have several people in the movie who served over there, and one of the common themes from the people who are not in the military, but the people who went over there for private contracting jobs, like truck drivers or mechanics or whatever, one of the common themes for them is, look, I have a family here that I need to take care of. These are guys who have a wife and one, two, three kids. They want to get some money for the future, and these are high-paying jobs. Were they sold a bill of goods?
Well, they were not sold a bill of goods in that, in fact, they're high paying. It's one of the problems, by the way, of retention, which is you have soldiers working right next to private guys doing the same job and getting paid three and four times as much. So it's absolutely high paying. What they were not told, particularly by Halliburton, was their lives would be in danger again. Right now, we know the fact, but go back 2 to 3 years. The war was over. Some of these truck drivers wanted to help the troops. They wanted to help rebuild Iraq. I mean, they were literally guys who delivered eggs or delivered milk or newspapers. Now they're in a war zone. They're being shot at. Their lives are in danger. They have no training. It is traumatic. And in the film, you will see we have these guys who were at the Friday massacre, and they tell you about it, and you can see in their eyes the permanent trauma. As they tell you, they hear on their radio good friends of theirs begging, don't leave me to die in Iraq. It's heartbreaking. Now, there, in that case, there's a lawsuit. They never, ever should have been sent down that road. It was a dangerous road. Halliburton had the information, and they sent them anyway because, again, this is what corporations do. They make decisions to push the profit flow. They don't evaluate it in terms of human beings. We've all had that experience with corporations, right? Every single one of us in different ways. Only here the stakes are so much higher, which is why we need investigations, which was why we need legislation, which was why I believe it should be back like with the Truman Commission. And Roosevelt said this, nobody should be making profit off a war when our men and women are being sent over and giving their lives.
Am I underestimating things to say that the profit for these companies is in the hundreds of millions of dollars?
No, definitely not. And again, it's brutally hard to get the facts and figures, but if you go to the iraqforsale.org website, you will see there are think tanks and partner organizations. There's Halliburton Watch, and there's others there who've done some terrific work. And you can analyze and get some of that. Some of the public companies you can go into and see the profit that they've made, see particularly, again, how the stock has gone up over a period of time. And look, if you say to somebody, okay, here's a contract, you don't have to bid on it. Oh, and by the way, the profit is built into it. What incentive is there for them to behave in a responsible way? The temptation is too great, let alone when you're putting it in front of monopolistic corporations whose job is to get monopolies and squeeze every nickel so that they can increase the stock price.
And part of the problem here also is the incestuous relationship these major corporations have with people who are high up in government, high up in Congress, high up at the military. Lots of people have used that revolving door from the public sector to the private sector, back and forth and back and forth, and they're all friends, and so they look the other way, don't they?
Absolutely. I sort of knew it intellectually, but, you know, in my gut, I didn't know what it meant that Halliburton would have on its board former secretaries of state, former high-ranking military people who golf together, who dine together, who exchange jobs together, who are part of the same social network. So it makes it even harder to get oversight. And we have in the film this amazing woman, who talks about being in the government office for oversight and the tremendous pressure put on her to give contracts to Halliburton. So it's a system. A lot of it's legal. Some of it is questionable. But all of it can be changed because, remember, these military corporations have one customer. It's the U.S. government and the U.S. military. And our representatives, who we elect to protect our lives and to protect our dollars, this is their job to stop this. And this is our job as citizens, by the way, to say, to pick up the phone, to write a letter, to take action and say, I want this stopped. No matter who you voted for, no matter what you thought about the war, this profiteering should be brought to an end.
Robert, I have to ask you a question here, and I know how cynical this question is. I'm sure, however, you thought about this yourself, because I was thinking about it as I was watching your movie. Because money does literally make the world go round. And, you know, we live in a capitalist society,
right?
And I believe in the open marketplace. This is hard, but I have to ask you this. Do you think that there are people inside these corporations and their cronies inside the government who look at the war and say, let's keep this going as long as we can, because as long as we're at war, the money flows towards us?
Well, You know, I've thought about that a lot, and I finally believe that people don't do it on a, like, conscious level, because I think it's too hard to live with yourself to say, I want these people to die so I can make more money. But I think it's more kind of internalized than that. You know, you're working, you've got a job. I think you start to justify it because it's very hard to know what is real and what is kind of seeping into your DNA because your bills are being paid by this war, because your country club dues are being paid by this war, because your second and third homes are being paid by this war. So it takes a pretty much of a saint to say, no, I'm going to make sure the war is stopped, even though X, Y, and Z is happening. So I think it's not like people say, I'm going to have these people killed so I can make more money, but they start to behave in ways that's very, very questionable, and they start to justify it. Well, I'm delivering these goods over there. Halliburton is providing these things. Well, what about all the profit you're making? Would you be doing that job, getting paid what a soldier gets paid, rather than the $100 million that the head of Halliburton has made in his stock in the last 3 years? $100 million?
These are questions that I do have to be asked, and I do hope that there is oversight, and I hope there is anger, and I hope more people will see your movie. Iraqforsale.org is the website where you can buy the DVD. What is it, $13 you're selling it for?
Yep.
It's not available in movie theaters, so people have to watch it this way, right?
We want them to watch it, and more importantly, we want them to do screenings. We want them to show it, go to a library, go to a church, go to a school, bring in the relatives who you disagree with, show it, military bases. Get the discussion going and spread the word, because the beautiful thing is we are making a difference with this, and people can make a difference.
I think you're doing great work here, Robert. Thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Robert Greenwald, the man who put together the movie Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers, who's getting killed and who's literally making a killing, here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.